Hi there, welcome to PMI Cast, the only podcast in the UK devoted to private medical insurance. My name is Phil Knight, I'll be your host, and you're listening to Season 2 of PMI Cast. Welcome, let's get started. Hi there, I'm Phil Knight, an independent healthcare consultant based in Leeds, West Yorkshire. I look after private medical insurance needs of individual and corporate clients in the UK and around the world. You are listening to PMI Cast, so welcome to the PMI Cast studio. We are the only UK podcast devoted exclusively to medical insurance and related healthcare cover. And today is Tuesday, the 10th of September. And for new listeners, I would like to give you a very warm welcome to episode 5 of season 2 of PMI Cast. Make sure you check out our back catalogue. There's the 20 episodes from season 1 and, of course, the first 4 episodes from season 2, all available both on iTunes, search under PMI Cast, and on our streaming website, which is all the W's, pmicast.podbean.com. Now then, to today's episode. Today is a very special episode. We are going to focus exclusively on both my work with professional introducers and more generically what's in the PMI market for a range of professional advisors and how a practice like myself can help you write more business. So whether you are an IFA, a general broker, commercial broker, mortgage broker, protection broker, other kind of professional advisor, HR advisor. This episode is for you if you are interested in engaging in a discussion about medical insurance for your clients and potentially subcontracting the advice to a specialist like myself. Now, in the build-up to this episode, I have released a variety of marketing material via email and social media to people that I think might be interested in the podcast. So I'm hoping that with that and with a mailing that went to my prospective IFA database, that we're going to have a number of new listeners to the podcast. So again, welcome. You can find more about who I am and what I do on my blog, which is www.localventure.blogspot.com, and on my LinkedIn group, which is called IntroMed, and I'll come back to that later. So if you are joining as a result of that marketing, welcome. If you're a regular listener, you'll find all the usual segments and features in the podcast today. Now, the content today is obviously going to be aimed at people I both currently work with or who might want to do in the future. But I do think it's going to be of interest to any professional advisor who is either dabbling in the private medical insurance market and perhaps not earning as much money from it as they might like, or if you are considering subcontracting your PMI to a specialist broker. Even if you ultimately don't end up working with me, this will help you get an insight into really how you might develop this business further. Now, I would say at this stage, if you have any questions at all, please feel free to ask. The email for the podcast is pmicast@gmail.com. And I work with a range of introducers across the whole of the UK and also a couple overseas. So regardless of where you are in the UK, if you're interested in medical insurance, please feel free, give me a shout and we'll talk about how things might work. Now then, let's break from the podcast content and just quickly talk about our two sponsors. We have two for the podcast. The first main sponsor is called PodCreate UK for all your podcasting needs. More on them later. And we also have support from Sonos, the US-based wireless hi-fi system. And again, we'll cover a little bit more information on the two sponsors later in the podcast. Now then, we break the podcast down into a number of different segments. One of our regular items is called Hot Topic, and this is aimed to cover an interesting area of medical insurance or a relevant topic, not too much detail, fairly brief detail, so give you a flavour and perhaps whet your appetite to talk about it more. So, because of the tone of the podcast today, focusing on introducers and professional advisors, let's talk quickly about why you might want to subcontract your private medical insurance advice to a specialist and how a practice like mine can actually help you. So, over the years, the private medical insurers, the Bupas, the AXA PPPs, the Avivas, have offered less and less support to mainstream intermediaries. And I suppose it's the old 80-20 rule. They offer the most support to healthcare specialists because it's easy for them. there's less education involved, and it's cheaper. So this means that most of their business has come from 20% of the brokers out there. And it tends to have been IFAs, accountants, general brokers that have had less and less contact with medical insurers over time. Add this to the fact that your core expertise becomes increasingly specialised and compartmentalised over time. So as you tend to focus on your core pension or investment advice, it gives you less time to work on keeping abreast of what's happening in the private medical insurance market. So with no time to pick up that required knowledge to advise clients effectively or efficiently, you might feel like you have to pass the advice on to somebody else. But then it's a question of finding somebody you know and trust that understands the market and has worked with IFAs and other advisors before. So effectively you have a reduction in the support, a lack of knowledge, and then that goes on to a fear of making a mistake when you're giving advice to clients. So I suppose the end result is, without proper cogent support on medical insurance, you'll tend not to offer it as a service to your client. And that means no income stream from private medical insurance. So I would contend that it's a fairly obvious choice to pass the advice over to me or somebody like me. Now, I've worked with both brokers and IFAs as a broker consultant for medical insurers since 1994. So I know the market and I know how IFAs operate. So I would contend that a practice like mine is really well placed to offer the kind of support that a professional advisor, an IFA, an accountant, a general commercial broker needs for their clients. So that's our hot topic. And gives you a flavour for what we will be talking about in the podcast. Let's talk quickly about our first sponsor. This is a business called Podcreate UK, and you can find their website at www.podcreateuk.co.uk. Now, Podcreate UK is a very specialist business that helps both individuals and companies come up with that killer idea for their new podcast, and then create and record them regularly. They have special deals for corporates, who will be more marketing-focused podcasts, and then a separate set of deals for individuals who essentially will be broadcasting their passion. So if you are interested in finding out more about Podcreate UK, visit their website. If you do choose to take up some of their services, when you contact them in their Contact Us tab, use the code PMICAST10 to highlight that you found about them from us, and as a thank you, you'll get 10% discount on any of their services that you take up. So that's our first sponsor, www.podcreateuk.co.uk. Now back to the main podcast. One of our regular features is called Masterclass, and this is an overview of a key issue, feature or product. Today, I'm going to talk about the advisory process that I undertake for clients, particularly in relation to professional introducers. So it's a very free-form process. No one advisor, IFA accountant, is ever going to be the same. So I tend to approach things in a very bespoke way and make the offering as flexible as it possible. So it might be that I'll look at an individual case once a year for an advisor, or it could be a really long, prolonged, in-depth marketing campaign we undertake together over a number of weeks and months. So whichever way of working suits, I will help. I work in a variety of markets. I look after individuals, small corporates, larger companies, and even international, so expats overseas. And I can offer advice on private medical insurance, dental cover, hospital cash plans, employee assistance programs, sick absence management, and a real range of products. Now, with personal clients, I often tend to do things remotely, which means that I can look after clients anywhere in the UK, even on a very small personal plan. It's all done by email, phone, and Skype. Small corporates, I'll usually tend to visit at some point during the sales process. But the aim, however I deal with your clients, is to be transparent and really encourage my professional introducers to join in the process. The more information they have, the easier it is to raise the subject of private medical insurance in the future. So it's not that you have to have enough information to be able to sell the products, it's you have to have enough information to be confident enough to raise the issue with clients in order to generate the leads to pass on to myself. So you're going to drive how and when I contact the client. And more importantly, you will say whether we're going together on a case, because with important clients, I understand you don't want to let go. So I very often accompany IFAs and accountants to see a major client with them. In other cases, you might just throw me a note of the client's mobile number and I'll ring them and do everything myself. It really is as flexible as that. Now, I find that those introducers who want to work proactively on marketing are the ones where we are the most successful. So if we can put in place some kind of ongoing marketing campaign, letter writing, email shots to existing clients, something included in your fact find, the cases arise more often. And of course, the more cases that arise, the more we'll convert and the more income that we drive to your practice, as well as offering a range of enhanced advice to your client. So if we work together, we all tend to be able to develop the income stream more effectively and support your clients more. At this stage, it is worth pointing out that I use a professional introducer agreement for every single professional introducer that I work with. The client remains yours. The arrangement is not something I plan to run through here on the podcast. It's much more bespoke to my individual introducers. But suffice to say, the commission share arrangement is generous, and it's something that I would gladly run through with you on the telephone or via email if you want to get in touch. Let's just cover our second sponsor at this stage, which is a business called Sonos. The Sonos wireless music system lets you play any song in any room and control it all wirelessly from the palm of your hand. You first have to purchase one of their wireless zone players, put them in the room of your choice, and then using your computer, the Sonos controller, or even your iPhone, you can control and add music to every room in your house. It gives you instant access to your entire music library, to a range of internet radio stations, services like Pandora and the soon-to-be-launched iTunes Radio in the UK. To visit Sonos, go to my blog, which is www.localventure.blogspot.com. You will see the Sonos banner at the very top of the page. Click on that. You can browse there and buy from that site. If you do actually make a purchase from Sonos via that banner link, we get a small commission, which helps me keep the podcast going, keep it free, invest in technology, and so forth. So we're going to introduce a segment into the podcast now called Introducer Support. Now, we haven't covered this in past in the podcast, but it's something I will probably put in as a regular feature from now on. So this section is just for introducers, and I would like to highlight here the support that I give for introducers. And in future podcasts, we'll probably talk more about some of these things in a little bit more detail. But first of all, we have a LinkedIn group. You can find me on LinkedIn, the business social networking site, as Philip with one L, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Go to the bottom of my page, you'll see my groups there. I host two, one is martial arts based, the other is called IntroMed. That is there to keep you updated on the support that I can give you, to give you access to an information and discussion kind of interchange. And also, I'll tend to post there when a new podcast goes up and so forth. If you would like to join, the more people we have, the better the discussions will be. Just click to join and I will moderate and add you in when I get chance. If you are interested in working with me, I have a PDF that outlines exactly how my advisory process works with professional introducers. And I will gladly email you a copy of this document. Just send me your details to pmicast@gmail.com. In this podcast, I regularly talk about introducers, but also talk more generally about the private medical market. So if you are either a current introducer or you're looking to work with me, the podcast is quite an interesting resource for you. It's aimed both at clients and introducers, at professionals working in the insurance and PMI markets, and we now have nearly 7,000 listeners a month. So it gives me a real national and indeed international reach across the marketplace. So this is the place that you want to come to get your latest news on private medical insurance. You can find us on iTunes. We also have a streaming site which has all episodes of the podcast, and that's at www.pmicast.podbean.com. The last area of support that I can offer is I have a Dropbox folder, public folder, which is chocked full of sales, marketing and information tools all relating to private medical insurance and what I do. If you would like to be included and have access to that Dropbox folder, send me an email, pmicast@gmail.com, and I will then send you an invite direct to your own email. In the box, you will find information about medical insurance. You'll find marketing material, quote pro formas, fact-finding guides, sample client letters, all aimed to help both new and experienced advisors raise PMI with their clients, enable you to pass the details as you find the leads across to me as effectively as possible. So, the main topic of the podcast is a slightly longer 5 or 10 minute, usually a discourse of some product or some idea or a sales tip or something to do with marketing. Today, I thought it might be a nice idea to run through some of the key issues in private medical as they relate to professional introducers. So I've been asking my current introducers and also prospective ones and people via social media, so on IntroMed and also on Twitter and Facebook, I've been asking contacts to let me know what information you would like to know about me and my practice. So all these questions are crowd-generated. So I've kind of put them in a more cogent order than they perhaps came in. But first question was, what is my experience? Well, that's a long question. There is actually an earlier podcast that talks about my CV in slightly more detail. But in brief, I've been in the private medical insurance sector since 1994. Before that, I entered financial services as an IFA, then moved to an insurer in 1989. So I've worked in financial services for more years than I care to sit and calculate. But in particular, I've worked with IFAs and other brokers for well over 20 years. And since 1994 for a variety of PMI insurers, the likes of WPA, Guardian Health, PPP, Standard Life, First Assist. So I set up my own business 3 years ago, and my main route to market is professional introducers, predominantly IFAs with a smattering of general commercial brokers and accountants. So what this means is that I have experience of both being an advisor, working for insurers, working in general financial services, and working in particular with intermediated advisors. So my experience of both the medical insurance sector and of professional introducers is literally second to none. So I'm probably one of the most experienced exponents of this kind of business in the UK. Going on and building on some of the comments I made earlier, why aren't private medical insurers particularly interested in working with IFAs and other kinds of advisors? Well, I don't think it's that they're not interested. I just think that with the centralisation of sales functions for these insurers, the closing of branch offices, the concurrent cost cutting, the niche market of PMI, they've really gone with the path of least resistance. And I can understand from a business model why they've done it. So IFAs need more support because they have to train you. You have to understand the products. So 5 or 6 insurers have to train you to be able to offer independent advice. And they've tended not to bother. So it's the old 80-20 rule. They get 80% of their business from 20% of the specialist intermediaries. So I think it's a retrograde step, not supporting IFA practices and accountants. But that's the market we exist in. I think as more and more of the big specialist practices consolidate into larger and larger firms, there will be a niche that opens up for people like me, for people like you. And we can really write some quality PMI business then. And I'm finding that increasingly. So I think that you and I are very well placed to take on the big corporate private medical brokers and offer a much more focused and client-friendly level of advice. What areas do I advise on? Well, anything that involves medical insurance, mainly personal and small group, but I also do cash plans and dental cover, and I have quite a few international clients, and this is an area that's growing. So I can really take any individual or any corporate in the UK and offer them a full range of advice in this sector of employee benefits, in the medical insurance sector. And how do my introducer agreements work? Well, it's a fairly simple document. The first stage is to get a quick fact find completed with basic details about your regulatory situation so we can check off against the FCA database. And then we just send through an introducer agreement prepared by my compliance provider, prepared by Premier Choice Healthcare. Fairly standard stuff. There's an agreed commission share arrangement, which I will talk with people individually if you're interested. The client remains yours, but everything's transparent. You can access any of the information that you want. So it's pretty straightforward stuff. Do I offer reciprocal business to my introducers? Well, yes, I do, but I'm not a referral machine. I'm so busy with my medical clients, I'll only tend to refer business that comes my way, pensions and investments and so forth, to professional introducers that I've worked with before because they pass me business. And obviously, it's always subject to geography. I would like to place a client with an advisor that's near to them for obvious reasons. And of course, you have to be active in the area of advice that the client wants. So there will be no good passing a pension lead to a protection specialist or vice versa. Will you keep me informed of how things go with my client? Well, of course I will. generally, I just agree a protocol with each advisor as to how much information you need. Often it'll be CC'd in information in terms of emails and client reports. Obviously, the exception to that is going to be medical details because of data client confidentiality. I'm not going to let you have information about specific claims that I might come across. But if you want to see all the other stuff with the client's agreement, it'll be a simple process of copying you in on anything that I send out. Some advisors just want to hear when the commission is payable on a case, and I'm comfortable with that. So obviously, the more important the client, the more you'll tend to get involved. How can I get quotes for private medical insurance? Well, that's simple. You can either give the client's details to me and I will get the quote details for you, or I've got some fairly simple quote proformers. For brand new business, what we call virgin business, it's very simple: name, date of birth, address, information that we need to put a quote together. Obviously, if the client has specifics they want about product and price, maybe a budget they've set, that would be useful too. But it's really straightforward to get quotes out to clients. Do you have any information resources I can access? Well, we've kind of covered this in the Dropbox folder and the support for introducers. I think the main area of support is here on the podcast and also the public Dropbox folder. The LinkedIn group is something that, if you're interested, you're very welcome to join. But Dropbox is a much more immediate way of accessing support and information. Why should I advise on private medical insurance or refer to you? That's a good question. That's probably the key question that I need to cover in the podcast. I'm glad this was asked. The answer to the question is, it's simple. If you do not offer this service to your client, somebody else is going to. So working with me ensures that clients get advice from somebody that knows what they're talking about in the private medical sector and not another financial solutions, not a competitor of yours. You get it from me and I work with you and the client remains yours. By advising on PMI, or rather by passing it across to a person like myself, you're going to derive income from the client that you wouldn't otherwise have had. You tie them further into your practice, and of course the work level for you is virtually nil. You're just referring the client across. I provide the advice and take the regulatory burden. So if you're interested, the last question will help. How do I get in touch? Number of ways. You can drop me an email at pmicast@gmail.com. My main business email is philknight@pch.uk.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can message me there. And if you've got any questions or queries about getting started working together with somebody like me, please feel free. Even if you don't want to work with me, you've already got somebody in mind, I'm happy to have you bounce ideas off me. The next segment of the podcast is our feedback and mail segment. Now, no direct feedback because we've kind of used it in the frequently asked questions, all the information that I've received. But we do have a new iTunes feedback this week, our first one. We've been running the podcast for probably about 3 or 4 months now. And I've been asking people to put feedback on the podcast. We now do have some. A gentleman or lady called DXT0018 said that we are very easy to listen to and very informative, and they strongly recommend us for all financial planners, and they've given us, I think, a 5-star rating. So thank you very much for that. I will say at this point that I am looking for help on the subject of iTunes feedback. We have a new sponsor waiting in the wings. We have been approached by Audible. We are already set up now as a kind of first level sponsor affiliate with Audible. So in the way we have with Sonos, I could put a link on the blog and have you visit Audible and get one of their free trials from there, and it then feeds back to us. But the second stage of that is actually having a direct link, a web address that you can visit, where it's very simple. You click on the link, you sign up for the Audible free trial, and we get a payment for each free trial that we set up. Now, in order to do that second level of affiliate sponsorship, I need to have at least one 4- or 5-star review on US iTunes. So if you are a regular listener to the podcast and you would like to get that special deal with Audible and help me out, please go on to the US version of iTunes, and you can go from the UK one. There's a tab at the bottom, a union flag. Click on that. That takes you to the page that will take you into the choose a country. Click on US. You can find PMICast there, no problem. Click on our page and just write us a review, and hopefully make it 4 or 5 star. And that would really help us out with putting on our third sponsor, and that would be our final sponsor for a while. So I'd be really grateful if you could do that. So On that note, I have to thank our two main sponsors, Podcrit UK and also Sonos. To find out about Sonos, click on the tab at the top of my blog, www.localventure.blogspot.com. And if you would like to know more about setting up your own podcast for personal or business purposes, visit Podcrit UK, www.podcrituk.co.uk, and use the code PMICAST10 to get a 10% discount on their services. Let's finish with my regulatory contacts and information overview. So, if you are interested in discussing any aspect of medical insurance, either for clients, for yourself, to become an introducer, use the email. pmicast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I have two Twitter accounts. There is Phil Knight PCH, which is my business one, and then there is Local Venture One, which is my personal. My blog I've mentioned several times, so I won't give you the address again. You'll find me on LinkedIn as Philip Knight. My business webpage is at www.premierchoicehealthcareltd.co.uk/consultants/Phil-Knight, and from a regulatory perspective, I am an independent healthcare consultant. I am part of Premier Choice Group, who are authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority FCA number 312878, and you can find full details of Premier Choice at all the W's, pch.uk.com. If you would like to see my client terms of business, drop me an email and I will send them through to you. Remember to look out for us on iTunes and to tell all of your friends about us. And I would really appreciate if you could leave us some reviews on iTunes. As I mentioned, US iTunes is the priority this week, but UK ones are welcome as well. Go onto your Mac or your PC, make sure you're logged in, search for PMICast, click on the Leave a Review tab and away you go. And reviews not only help me understand what you like or don't like about the podcast, but they also help me with search engine optimization with increasing numbers, which helps me attract new listeners and new sponsors and so forth. So thank you for listening to episode 5 of the podcast. I hope if you're a new listener or you're a prospective introducer, the podcast was of interest and of use. And join us back here next week for episode 6 of PMICast. Thanks and have a good day.